Edgar Cayce's work on the Akashic Records represents one of the most profound explorations of human consciousness ever documented. Often called the Sleeping Prophet, Cayce accessed these records over 14,000 times during his remarkable career, providing insights that continue to influence spiritual thought today. The concept has gained renewed attention in recent years, with celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and Jim Carrey openly discussing their interest in accessing these universal records. Deepak Chopra has integrated aspects of Akashic philosophy into his wellness approach, while the idea has permeated popular culture through films like Cloud Atlas and Doctor Strange. What makes this concept so enduring is its promise that everything we've ever experienced remains accessible, not lost to time, but preserved in the universe's infinite memory. The Akashic Records represent an extraordinary concept, a boundless, non-physical repository containing every thought, word, deed, feeling, and intent that has ever occurred throughout time. More than a passive storehouse of memories, these records actively influence our daily lives, relationships, and potentials. They contain the complete history of every soul since creation began, connecting us all in a vast web of shared experience. This concept appears across cultures and throughout history. Ancient Semitic peoples reference such records, while both Old and New Testaments mention a Book of Life in Exodus, Psalms, and Revelation. Traditional religious interpretations view this book as containing names of those worthy of salvation, but mystics like H.P. Blavatsky understood it as having creative influence on the present. Rudolf Steiner described accessing a spiritual world where past events could be witnessed in their entirety. Edgar Cayce's descriptions provide perhaps the most detailed insights. During his trance states, he would follow a beam of light to a hall of records where an old man would hand him a book containing information about the individual seeking guidance. These weren't physical books, but symbolic representations that his mind created to understand the information he was receiving. Cayce explained that we each write our own story through our thoughts, deeds, and interactions, creating records that impact our present circumstances and future potentials. The records function like a cosmic database that records events not as mere data points, but as vibrant impressions, like multidimensional video recordings providing eyewitness perspectives from multiple angles. These impressions are created by all activities, thoughts, desires, and deeds, leaving etheric marks that sensitive individuals can perceive. However, interpretation varies based on the reader's background and motives unless approached with completely selfless intent. Why do these records exist? According to Cayce's cosmology, they serve to track and assist each soul's personal growth. God created souls as potential companions, spiritual beings who gain individuality through experiences across multiple lifetimes. We are fundamentally spiritual beings having physical experiences, gathering wisdom through choices that ultimately lead to compassion and love. Through this process, souls discover both their individual identity and their relationship with the divine, eventually recognizing that their essence and God's are fundamentally the same, love itself. Rather than presenting a fatalistic view of karma, Cayce emphasized that past life influences merely provide a framework of potentials and probabilities. What matters most is how we use free will in the present moment. He rejected deterministic interpretations of reincarnation, calling them karmic bugaboos. Instead, he defined karma uniquely as memory patterns stored in the Akashic records that the subconscious draws upon, including positive affinities and negative reactions to people and situations. These subconscious memories influence our thoughts, reactions, choices, and even physical appearance. Yet free will remains paramount. The readings consistently suggest that what's important isn't why a situation was drawn to us, but how we choose to respond. Even wrong choices can facilitate soul growth by enabling movement rather than stagnation. According to Cayce, we never meet anyone by chance, nor experience an emotional connection with someone for the first time. Relationships are ongoing learning experiences where we pick up exactly where we left off previously. Interestingly, he suggested there isn't karma between people, only karma with oneself. These patterns of memory are stored in one's own records, yet individuals most effectively confront their karmic memory through interactions with others. This dynamic often causes people to blame others for their frustrations rather than accepting personal responsibility. Groups of souls frequently incarnate together across historical epochs, with many of Casey's contemporaries showing incarnational patterns through Atlantis, Egypt, Persia, Palestine, Europe, colonial America, and finally 20th century America. The story of Anna Campbell vividly illustrates how these patterns manifest across generations. This 29-year-old woman came to Casey desperate for help with physical and marital problems. Her life was marked by difficult relationships, intense antagonism with her sister Vera, a failed marriage to her childhood obsession Robert, and a second loveless marriage to Alan. Casey's readings revealed that these relationships stemmed from past life connections. Vera had been a bitter wife whose husband Anna stole in a previous life. Robert had been nobility to whom Anna was a secret mistress in France. And her current husband Alan had been that stolen husband from a frontier lifetime. What makes Anna's case remarkable is how these revelations transformed her understanding of herself and her relationships. When Robert unexpectedly returned, wanting to reunite with her years later, she resisted the overwhelming desire to become his mistress again, breaking the karmic cycle from her French incarnation. Similarly, after years of conflict, Anna and her sister Vera finally reconciled shortly before Vera's death, bringing closure to their karmic relationship spanning multiple lifetimes. The Akashic Records maintain an infinite variety of data, everything from individual soul journeys to unrecorded histories of ancient civilizations. This vast cosmic library contains not just major historical events, but also the minutest details of every life ever lived, including thoughts, emotions, and actions. While accessing this information might seem daunting without someone like Edgar Casey to help us, there are several natural pathways available to everyone. Dreams offer one of the most reliable pathways to past life memories, serving as a bridge between our conscious and unconscious minds. Casey himself experienced this firsthand when he dreamed of attending a pyramid dedication ceremony in ancient Egypt. During this vivid dream, he recalled specific details about the architecture, rituals, and even the clothing worn by participants. A subsequent reading confirmed this was an actual historical event he had witnessed in a previous incarnation. Many people report similar experiences of historically accurate dreams that later proved to contain verifiable details they couldn't have known otherwise. The connection between imagination and intuition is particularly strong. Anyone who is imaginative is also inherently intuitive. Those seemingly random thoughts or daydreams we often dismiss as just imagination may actually be accurate psychic impressions from the Akashic Records filtering through our consciousness. For example, one woman who received a reading about her previous life in Ohio had a powerful childhood experience where she recognized a specific farmhouse she'd never visited in her current life. Despite her father's skepticism when she insisted, "I've been there lots of times," later research confirmed the building's existence during the time period of her past life. Past life memories frequently surface in everyday life through unexpected triggers. A particular smell might evoke detailed memories of an unknown place, or a chance encounter might feel strangely familiar. While heredity and environment explain family similarities, reincarnation helps explain our differences, our unique attractions to certain activities, locations, and people. One man experienced a spontaneous vision during a casual conversation where his friend suddenly transformed into a cowboy before his eyes, triggering the knowledge they had been brothers during the California Gold Rush. This experience led to research that verified historical details about the period that neither had previously known. Methods for obtaining information from the Akashic Records include various approaches: dreams, spontaneous imaginative experiences, hypnosis, psychic readings, and personal reveries or meditation. Each person might find certain methods more effective than others. Casey emphasized the importance of weighing any received information against what one already knows about oneself, as psychic information isn't automatically accurate. He suggested keeping a journal of experiences and validating information through multiple sources when possible. From Case's perspective, the true value of accessing past life information lies not in satisfying curiosity about who we once were, but in understanding how past experiences influence our present circumstances and future potential. The past merely provides data points for growth, while what one does with that information becomes a matter of free will and forms new records for all time. This understanding can help resolve current life challenges, heal relationships, and guide personal development in more meaningful ways. The Akashic Records function as a divine guidance system, constantly providing us with exactly the experiences and relationships we need for growth. Each morning essentially presents us with opportunities selected from an omniscient database that has our best interests at heart. How we respond to these experiences, whether positive or negative, becomes a matter of free will, determining our next cycle of potentials. When accessing information from the records, Casey deliberately minimized faults and magnified virtues, demonstrating the approach he recommended to others for handling difficult relationships. Despite his remarkable abilities to access this universal database, there were occasions when Casey either would not or could not tap into the Akashic Records. Sometimes this occurred due to physical limitations, his health, or because those present weren't unified in their desire to help the questioner. Other times, information was withheld to preserve an individual's free will. The records themselves exist everywhere, yet must be interpreted through individual consciousness. Casey explained that much information appears in symbolic form, with the subconscious utilizing whatever imagery, like books, fields, or flowers, would best communicate that information was being obtained from beyond the material plane. Throughout history, the records' patterns have been symbolized in art, literature, scripture, and legend. Stories like The Prodigal Son, The Wizard of Oz, and Pilgrim's Progress all reflect the soul's journey from Creator, through individuality, and back to our true home. The relationship between Stephen Levine and Robert Mitchell demonstrates how unresolved past life conflicts can create present-day tensions. Their conflict originated in ancient Egypt, where Levine had been a talented native Egyptian scribe serving under Mitchell, who was a conquering king from the north. Though Levine had served admirably as a communication link between the king and native people, he harbored feelings of suppression. In another lifetime in Palestine, they had fought on opposing sides during the rebuilding of Jerusalem's walls. Despite encouragement to cooperate and recognize they were now on the same side, the men never resolved their difficulties. After the stock market crash, Levine withdrew his financial support, concerned others were using him for his money. Mitchell, untroubled by Levine's departure, believed the association could now carry on more sanely and cheerfully. Both men died with their relationship unresolved, meaning the Akashic Records would eventually draw them together again. In contrast, two college students, Andy Evans and Jim McMahon, overcame centuries of antagonism that originated in ancient Egypt. Assigned as roommates, they immediately clashed, Andy from the South and Jim a damn Yankee from the Northeast. Their rivalry escalated to pranks, arguments, and even fistfights. Their life readings revealed a pattern of conflict. In Egypt, Andy had arranged Jim's death. During the Crusades, they fought as Christian and Muslim, and later they argued as rivals in an English monastery. Determined to break this pattern, they worked through their differences, developing a friendship that transcended their past karma. When Jim later developed crippling arthritis, Andy opened his home to him and learned massage to ease his pain. Their friendship continued until Jim's death in 1953, with Andy writing him a final letter acknowledging their timeless relationship and shared journey across multiple lifetimes. The Akashic Records function like a sophisticated predictive program that calculates the probabilities of choices and their ripple effects across time. Similar to how weather forecasting models process countless variables to predict possible outcomes, the records track evolving opportunities for soul growth as one choice leads to another. They contain not just one predetermined future, but multiple probability vectors that shift and adjust based on our decisions, attitudes, and actions. Our destiny isn't predetermined, but depends on how we use free will in relationship to this information, much like a GPS system that recalculates when we take an alternate route. Casey's readings revealed that individuals have multiple potential life paths, and opportunities are never truly lost. What isn't accomplished in one lifetime continues into the next. For example, a musician who doesn't fully develop their talent in one life might be drawn to music again in a future incarnation, perhaps with even greater abilities. The soul's journey is continuous. We essentially pick up where we left off in each incarnation, carrying forward our talents, habits, and unresolved issues. This explains why some children show remarkable aptitudes from an early age, or why certain relationships feel instantly familiar. The records don't dictate what we must do, but rather present lessons we need to learn. Free will doesn't mean choosing what to learn, but when we'll successfully master particular lessons. As Casey explained, begin in thine own self and with the one next to thee. We often know what spiritual principles to apply, but struggle with application. This might manifest as repeatedly encountering similar relationship challenges until we learn to respond differently, or facing financial lessons until we master abundance consciousness. Service to others consistently emerges as the pathway to overcoming personal difficulties. As long as she was in the earth, there was someone she could assist, Casey told a 62-year-old woman wondering about her remaining time. The records draw to us circumstances that enable soul growth through attunement with the Creator. Whether through volunteer work, caring for family, or professional service, helping others accelerates our own evolution. Our accomplishments matter less than who we become through our experiences and how we help others in their own process of becoming. The case of a 17-year-old paraplegic powerfully demonstrates how our futures unfold based on how we handle present challenges. Casey described him as a great soul whose cheerful acceptance of his condition was exemplary. His paralysis connected to a Roman past life where he gloried in combat and made light of other suffering. Now he must make light of same, but for a different purpose. Despite his condition, he possessed writing talent from an Arabian incarnation and great determination from Revolutionary War service. The boy grew into one of the grandest people his mother had known, becoming independent and a force for good through his writing and positive attitude. His story illustrates how current challenges often relate to past actions and how our response to difficulties shapes future opportunities. Through countless readings, Casey emphasized that our choices today literally write tomorrow's records. Each decision, attitude, and action creates ripples of influence that affect not only our own future, but the collective future of humanity. The records show that group karma and individual karma interweave, making our personal growth integral to global evolution. Despite Edgar Casey's accuracy in predicting future events, the readings consistently emphasize that the future isn't fixed. The Akashic Records contain infinite potential futures for each individual, which become real only through the exercise of free will. Every present decision sets in motion a corresponding destiny, not as a single predetermined path, but as an unfolding series of consequences from our choices, relationships, and activities. Jimmy Hamilton's case dramatically illustrates how potential futures can change. Born in 1936, Jimmy received his first reading at just 2 days old. The reading revealed extraordinary potential. If properly guided, he could become one of America's most influential political figures, potentially as significant as Thomas Jefferson, even helping bring peace to the world. However, the reading warned that without proper guidance, his talents could turn negative. Despite this promise, Jimmy's childhood was marked by instability as his parents separated and reconciled multiple times. He was shuffled between homes and schools, rarely staying in one place long. Though intelligent with natural abilities in languages, music, and art, Jimmy struggled academically and eventually ran away at 17. After serving in the Marines, he drifted between jobs in music, retail, and restaurants, marrying and divorcing 3 times. Though personable and well-liked, his argumentative nature and fears prevented him from fulfilling his political potential. In contrast, Patrick Thompson fulfilled the potential identified in his reading. At 14, after his father's death had forced him to work as a newspaper boy to support his family, Patrick received a reading that revealed he would find greatest success in business relationships, particularly in salesmanship related to clothing and materials. This talent traced back to past lives, as an advisor for Louis XIII's wardrobe in France, designing clothing in ancient Egypt, and working with materials in Atlantis. Though initially resistant to entering the clothing industry, Patrick eventually became a traveling salesman for a uniform manufacturer. He excelled immediately, but struggled with cutthroat business practices until applying spiritual principles from his readings. During World War II, he managed clothing at an army induction center, later returning to the clothing business, where he remained for over 25 years, eventually training salesmen nationally. Patrick credited the readings with leading him to a better understanding of the purpose of my life and the opportunity to be of service to others. Similarly, Lucille Williams, a self-described New York socialite from a wealthy family, received a reading at age 22 that predicted she would become deeply involved in art and its relationships to activities in individuals' lives, with a particular focus on stained glass. Years later, feeling driven to find fulfillment beyond her roles as wife and mother, Lucille felt led by the nose to a WWCA course in leaded glass. She taught herself the craft, developing an original approach different from anyone else's work. Before her death in 1992 at age 80, Lucille had become nationally known for her abstract stained glass windows, with installations in churches, libraries, and museums across the country. The Akashic Records continuously draw to each soul exactly what is needed for growth in consciousness. Individuals will continue to face the same lessons until they learn them, as illustrated by Glenn Peters, who encountered the same difficult personality type in 3 successive jobs until he finally changed his own approach. Dreams can provide glimpses into one's evolving future, as with Gladys Davis, who dreamed of her friend Mr. Ladd in circumstances that materialized 15 months later. Edgar Cayce emphasized that success in soul growth comes not from what we know, but from applying what we know. He frequently advised, "Do what you know to do, and the next step will be given." Our present state reflects the combined results of what we have done about the ideals that we have set. An ideal serves as the motivating influence behind one's intentions, encouraging qualities of love, service, compassion, and understanding in interactions with others. Cayce occasionally provided insights into individuals' future incarnations, though this was rare due to the dynamics of free will. The readings emphasize that the goal of each soul is advancement toward oneness with the Creator, regardless of religious affiliation. Heaven is not a destination, but a state of consciousness that all souls will eventually achieve. For you grow to heaven, you don't go to heaven. It is within thine own consciousness that ye grow there. Cayce foresaw a promising Aquarian age described as the age of the lily, a time of purity when humanity will understand its true relationship to the Creator. This future will feature greater consideration for each individual and a leveling where all are seen as equal. The transformation from our present world condition to this future requires moving away from humanity's focus on power toward God's way of little by little, line upon line. For over 40 years, Edgar Cayce accessed the Akashic Records, providing readings that answered virtually any question. He described these records as God's Book of Remembrance, or the Book of Life, a compilation of every thought, word, and deed since creation began. Beginning in 1933, Cayce gave 23 readings to an ecumenical prayer group, discussing the connection between the Akashic Records and the Book of Revelation. He interpreted St. John's vision as a first-person account of awakening consciousness, with the seven candlesticks, seals, churches, and stars symbolizing spiritual centers within the human body that maintain awareness of the soul's history through time and space. Each person writes their life story through thoughts, deeds, and interactions, with this data stored in the Universal Akashic Records, a portion of the creative forces that influence our dreams, inspiration, archetypes, and myths. These records contain our past experiences, influence our present circumstances, and set in motion future potentials drawn to us. Any insights gained from these records can reveal our true nature and relationship to creation, the very information contained in the Real Book of Life.